Fiat. January 10th, 1937. Intertwinement between the divine will and the human. Tenderness of Jesus for one who lives in his will, until feeling happy for having cried and suffered. The refuge of the works of God. I feel I am under the waves of the eternal fiat, and my poor mind runs always to be invested, and the waves run to invest me. And this investing of each other forms the most beautiful rest on both sides. But while I was running, my highest good, Jesus, making me pause, told me, "My daughter, how beautiful is the race of my fiat with the daughter of my will. An intertwinement takes place between the two. In all created things in which runs my volition, one can see the little thread of the human will intertwining everything. And my fiat, intertwining with it, renders it extendable in all of its acts. It seems it is not content if it does not see this thread of the human will in the heavens, in the sun, in everything. It is a contest that takes place. The divine will wants to invest the human, and the human will wants to let itself be invested." "Surprised," I said, "but how can it be that the human will, so small, can extend in all created things and, together with the fiat, embrace the great vastness of all creation?" And my sweet Jesus added, "My daughter, do not be marveled. Since all things were created for the creature, it was right and the course that the soul and the human will be able to invest and embrace everything, exercise lordship over everything, and possess greater marvels than those of the very creation. More so, when the creature is united with my will, where can she not reach then? She cannot embrace our immensity, because to no one is it given to be able to embrace it, but of everything that was made for her, as long as she remains in our fiat, she was given by us the right to be able to enter everywhere, to embrace everything, and to make our works her own. My fiat would not be able to tolerate it. It would feel its purpose being snatched away if it did not find within its works the human will which, wanting to live together with it, recognizes them as its works, and recognizes how much the fiat has loved it, and how it wants to be loved. Therefore, my will is all eyes, almost on the lookout to see when the creature is about to do a little act, an act of love, a breath, a heartbeat, in order to invest it with the power of its fiat, and say to her, 'I have done my works for you, and you must operate for me. Therefore, what you have done is mine. It is my right, just as my works are your right.' These are the laws of the living in my will. Yours and mine cease on both sides. They form one single act and possess the same goods. But this is not all. For one who lives in our fiat, this thread of the human will runs within my conception, in my birth, in my baby tears, in my pains. Listen to this, something so very tender. When this thread of the human will intertwines with mine, and mine with it, investing all the acts and pains of your Jesus, I feel the joy and the purpose of being conceived and born. I feel happy for having cried for love of the creature. Even more, my tears stop on my face, and seeing that the human volition pearls them with itself, kisses them, adores them, loves them, Oh, how happy and victorious I feel. The mighty years and pains have conquered the human will. As I feel it flow in all my acts, and even in my very death. So, just as there is nothing we have not done for love of the creatures, in the same way, there is nothing in which my will does not call the human will. And to be more sure, it intertwines it with itself and with its works. There is no danger it might leave it behind. And with unspeakable emphasis of love, it says to it, "My will is yours. My works are yours. Recognize them. Love them. Do not stop. Run. Fly. Let nothing escape you. You would lose a right in what you do not know or possess. And you would give me the sorrow that in my will I would not find yours intertwined within my works, and would feel my purpose snatched away, betrayed in my love. And like a father who, while having children, does not find them in his works, in his possessions, in his house, as they remain far away and lead a life of poverty and unworthy of so great a father." This is why the longing, the sighs, the yearnings of my fiat are incessant. It would move heaven and earth. It would spare nothing as long as the creature would live in intimacy with it and be possessor of its same goods. Moreover, everything we have done, both in creation and in redemption, is all in act of giving itself to man. They hang upon his head, but are as though suspended, unable to give themselves, because he does not know them, and does not call them, and does not love them, so as to enclose them in his soul and receive so great a good. Now, one who possesses our will, our works, the whole of my life that I carried out down here, finds the refuge, the space, the room, in which to be able to continue my life, my works. And the soul acquires the practicing act and converts into her own nature my works and my life. So, this creature is the refuge of our sanctity, of our love, and the life of our will. And when our love, unable to contain itself, wants to give in to excesses, we take refuge in her and give vent to our love. And we pour such charisms of graces that heaven and earth are stupefied and, trembling, adore our divine will operating in the creature.